Part 3. 2 months later, Barbara was sitting in the study of the $100,000 house. It was a good place for her to think. People can go to many different places when they want to think about their problems. They can go to a church, or to a lawyer's office, to a pub, or to the hairdresser's. But some people, like Barbara, go to a study to think. And she was now sitting in the study, trying to think of a way to get Gilbert back from Nevada. Barbara was alone in the house. Uncle Jerome and Nevada were at the theater, but Barbara wanted to stay at home and read in the study. She couldn't understand how Nevada, a suntanned, unfashionable girl from the West, was catching the man she, Barbara, a beautiful, fashionable New York girl, wanted. And she was in a very bad mood. She certainly didn't want to go to the theater with her uncle and Nevada to see a musical comedy. At 9 o'clock, Barbara heard the doorbell ring. She went and opened the front door, and a messenger boy gave her a letter. Barbara took the letter, went back into the study, and sat down at a table. She held the closed letter in her hand and looked at it carefully. The letter was addressed to Nevada Warren, and in the top left corner of the envelope was Gilbert's little drawing of a gold palette. Barbara really wanted to know what was in the letter, but she couldn't open it. She was a polite person, and polite people don't open other people's letters. She held the envelope up to a strong light and tried to read the letter inside, but it was impossible to read because Gilbert used such good paper. At 11:30, old Jerome and Nevada came back from the theater. It was a cold winter night, and the two of them were covered in snow. Old Jerome talked about the difficulty of getting a cab in such cold weather, and Nevada, with red cheeks and shining blue eyes, talked about the snowy winter nights when she lived in the West with her father. While they talked about the winter, Barbara, cold at heart, put a piece of wood on the fire, which was the only thing she could think of to do. Old Jerome went upstairs to bed. Nevada sat down on a chair in the study and talked about the musical comedy as she began to undo the little buttons on her long gloves.
"Yes, I think Mr. Fields, the actor, is really funny, sometimes," said Barbara. "Here's a letter for you, dear. A messenger boy brought it while you were at the theater." "Who is it from?" asked Nevada, undoing a button.
"Well, really," said Barbara with a smile, "I can only guess. In the top left corner of the envelope is Gilbert's strange little drawing of a gold palette. I think it's more like a gold heart on a schoolgirl's Valentine card."
"I wonder what he's writing to me about," said Nevada.
Barbara was on the point of throwing the letter to Nevada.
"These buttons are so small," cried Nevada. "Oh, Barbara, please open the letter and read it to me. It will be midnight by the time I've undone all the buttons on my gloves." "Do you really want me to open Gilbert's letter, dear? It's for you, and I'm sure you don't want me or anybody else to read it."
Nevada raised her tranquil blue eyes from her buttons.
"Anything a person writes to me is suitable for everybody to read," she said. "Please read it, Barbara. Perhaps Gilbert wants us to go for a drive in his car again tomorrow."
Barbara opened the envelope. She tried to look bored, but in fact she was very jealous.
"Well, dear," she said, "I'll read it if that's what you want."
Barbara read the letter quickly. Then she read it again and looked quickly at Nevada, who seemed more interested in the buttons on her gloves than in letters from young artists. For a quarter of a minute, Barbara looked at Nevada in a strange way. Then she smiled, a small smile. Since the beginning of time, no woman has been a mystery to another woman. Women understand each other, although they are still a mystery to men. Suddenly, Barbara saw her opportunity to get Gilbert back from Nevada. Barbara hesitated for a moment.
"Really, Nevada," she said, looking embarrassed, "why did you tell me to open this letter? It's for you. I'm sure Gilbert didn't want me or anybody else to read it."
Nevada forgot her gloves for a moment and looked at Barbara.
"Then read it aloud," she said. "You've already read it, so what's the difference? If Gilbert wrote me something impolite or suggested something bad, something that nobody else should know, that's exactly why everybody should know it."
"Well," said Barbara,
"this is what it says. Dearest Nevada,
Come to my studio at 12 o'clock tonight. It's very important. Barbara stood up and gave the letter to Nevada. I'm sorry that I know this, she said. This isn't like Gilbert. Perhaps there's some mistake. Let's imagine that I don't know. I must go upstairs now. My head hurts. I don't understand the letter. Perhaps Gilbert drank too much wine and will explain. Good night.